Following period is sponsored by the Democratic National Committee on behalf of their candidate.
Good afternoon, ladies. To the tune of the 1948 victory song, Missouri Waltz, this is your Democratic record man bringing you the Democratic Record Show, a group of entertaining musical records and transcribed interviews, and the grandest record of all, the record of the Democratic Party. You will also hear this afternoon a message from your president. But let's open our show with another one of our favorite records.
Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Yes, there's lots of land in Texas, and that land is producing more and more. And in Texas, like every place else in America, during the last Republican administration, everyone's eyes were on the wolf at the door. But since the Democrats took over in Washington, the cash income of farmers and ranchers down in Texas has increased 600%. But then the Republicans came along and got control of Congress, killed price controls, boosted the cost of living higher and higher, wiped out people's savings, made it harder to get by even with a good income. They brought the wolf back to the door again. But let's get the story straight from a Texas rancher's wife, right from her heart, in the heart of Texas. She is Mrs. Frank Schmidt of Kingsbury, Texas.
Out here in Texas, we have a lot on our minds. We say prices may be sky high, but they're going higher if the Republicans get into office, and I hate to think what people will do. Now, I've been interested in politics since I was a girl. I grew up with them, because my father was a congressman from Texas. And besides being a rancher, my husband is clerk of Guadalupe County. Both he and I feel that it's imperative for Mr. Truman to stay in the White House. For after what the Republican 80th Congress did to the president's request for price controls, four times they turned him down, it's clear that they have no idea of checking inflation. And a runaway Republican inflation will lead to just one thing, another Republican depression just like the crash they handed us in 1929.
Thank you, Mrs. Schmidt. And may we dedicate this next number to you?
I'd be delighted, sir.
All the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. Oh, deep in the heart of Texas.
Who was it said, silence is golden? One of Mr. Dewey's Wall Street backers? Could be. Well, just like 4 years ago, the more Mr. Dewey says, the more friends he makes for President Truman. Yes, day by day along the way, the Dewey audiences grow smaller and smaller. Maybe most folks who see the Republican candidate in person are like the engineer of his campaign train. When the engineer made the mistake of rumpling the Dewey dignity by backing the train up, Mr. Dewey remarked, "That's the first lunatic I've had for an engineer. He probably should be shot at sunrise, but we'll let him off this time." To which the engineer later replied, "I think just as much of Mr. Dewey as I did before, and that's not very much."